Florida Gulf Coast, a 73-60 win over Georgia Southern. Eagles see 2020 conclude with a 6-3 record. They can start getting ready for conference play on January the 1st and 2nd against South Alabama at Hanner Fieldhouse. You can get tickets for that starting the week of the game on GSEagles.com. Now visiting with head coach Brian Berg on the Florida Locker Room Wrap-Up. I could talk about the 17 offensive rebounds and being good at the free throw line, but it is very tough to overcome two stretches of more than 7 minutes without a field goal in each half, especially when you're on the road.
Yeah, it sure is. Give credit to Florida Gulf Coast. Had a nice game plan, came in, struggled from the field shooting. It's pretty evident, going 6 of 33 from three, settled for some threes. Probably should have tried to get even more downhill. Give credit to Florida Gulf Coast. Played a quality game.
Was there anything different that they did that you were expecting?
No, I figured game plan wise that they were going to try to pack it in, try to dictate tempo. We kind of let our offense dictate how we're going to play defense. And, you know, playing on the road, you got to have a defensive identity. That didn't come through today. Gave too many easy scores. But we have to continue to grow and get better. 6 games in 10 days, it's not an excuse. If you want to end up winning on the road and win at an elite level, you got to find a way and dig down deep and get stops.
Could you see that have an impact, this being the third game in 4 days, all as part of the same trip?
Yeah, sure. But at the same time, the program that we want and what we're working for or working towards on a day-to-day basis is you have to dig down and get stops. So we'll continue to get back to practice right after the Christmas break, get ready for Sunbelt play against South Alabama.
Eric Boone was hot early. Nobody else was, but at least Boone had 17 in the first half, and then Elijah McCadden picked it up in the second half. He finishes with 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 of those on the offensive end. What did you feel about their contributions to this one?
Well, I think they made some shots. I think I'm going to go back, though, to the defensive side for us to take the next step. We saw it for 20 minutes against Florida International. That's the 20 minutes of defense that we need to replicate and consistently do on a day-to-day basis in every game. And that has to take place in practice first, consistently, and it's going to end up carrying over to the game. So that's what we're going to work towards.
I would imagine it's going to be very encouraging if this team can get back to full strength with the more than a week you're going to have to prepare for the start of conference play with South Alabama. But with the pieces you've seen so far, 9 games in, where is this team at in relative to where you thought they would be?
The talent's there, Danny. Yeah, the talent is definitely there. We just got to continue to gel, continue to play together, got to move the basketball. He had 16 turnovers today, which led to 22 points for Florida Gulf Coast. We got to value the basketball, consistently move it. We got to flip the assist to turnover ratio. That's a big emphasis for us. But just continue to grow, work in progress. I can't wait to get a chance to, one, these guys get a little bit of a break, and then after the break, you know, get back to business on the basketball court, getting ready for South Alabama.
And there were a lot of games clumped together in a short amount of time, but now you're not going to play for the next 10 days before the Jaguars make their way to Hanner on New Year's Day. What kind of time will you give them off for Christmas before getting them back?
They're going to take off. They'll take off today. Bus is going to head back to Statesboro, and then we're going to come back on the 27th. So we'll be able to get back, get our legs underneath us, continue to work, and continue to progress.
Coach, appreciate the time. You have a great holiday, and we'll catch up with you here in about a week and a half.
Same to you, Danny. Safe travels to New Orleans.
That's head coach Brian Berg on the Florida Locker Room Wrap-Up. We'll close some things out here in just a moment. 73-60 is the loss at Alico Arena. This is the Florida Locker Room Wrap-Up from Learfield, IMG College.